5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
A break you're claiming as your own, you actually had nothing to do with.
Put moron number two on the phone.
The people don't know that.
Oh,
what the hell is wrong with you two?
Here we are, Triple MCG, away. I know we had round zero, Fat, and we all liked it.
We did.
But this is, mate, this is the big show.
Round one.
This is the big show, Fat.
I know.
100,000 here.
100.
Carlton, Richmond, well, it's seats. Don't know how many to get.
What do you think, 90?
I think 90.
I would have thought 90.
90.
Blues up and about, of course, so their fans will be everywhere. That's coming up. We can't wait for that. Before we get to the MCG, Alex Carey.
Oh,
from Queenstown.
Nice.
I just won Australia a test match. Love that. Some phone action. I think Rabbits might be bringing something to the table there, which I think is weird.
Oh, no. Look here.
Don't normally hand it over to your third wheel to get that sort of important stuff done.
How bad are we going?
Apparently we are.
How bad are we going,
Jim? I know. I'm waiting to assess. And then, of course, we'll talk some footy.
Yes.
Guernsey Cash.
Yeah.
And then back end, Abby Holmes comes in.
Now, Jim.
The All-Australian.
Jim. You've missed something, a glaring issue.
Ratings day today, Jim. Oh, sorry, I haven't got to that yet. I'm just walking through the runners sheet.
Oh, Jim.
Then we get a joke at the end.
We do.
Well, I was absent today. I've been working today.
Absent.
I started early. It's on sunrise at bloody 7 o'clock this morning.
I turned it on and they said Jim's coming up soon and I don't know if you were on.
Not long.
No.
It was a quick break.
I went for a leak and you were off.
But Fat.
Yes.
So I haven't been across everything.
Oh, no.
So you can bring me up to speed.
Yes. Very nice day for the rush hour today, Jim.
Very good.
First ratings day today. So the last 7 weeks, which took a lot of cricket.
Yes.
A lot of cricket.
Good amount of cricket.
And also a lot of the rush hour.
Yes.
When there's only really been one main person, I suppose. Here on the rush hour, when you look at it.
Not really.
You weren't around.
Did the first 2 weeks.
And then
got
took
us off to a flyer.
Then took off.
Yes.
Zoe was in Colombia or somewhere.
Zoe's been very integral.
Rabs has been here, but did take a week or so off here and there.
Yes.
So, Fat takes the credit. Well done, Fat. Well done. No, very nice ratings. What were they, just as a matter of interest?
Up 1.1 to 8.2.
Well, right, whatever that means.
You did need to deliver.
DSL?
You know what?
No, it's been two shows.
TSL.
TSL.
TSL, you idiot.
Cume.
Up. You did need to deliver.
Why?
Well, because the reason that we had to dig it back to 8 was because you did the last month last year and drove us back down under 7. So the reason we had to get back is because you took us down.
No. It's a new year. Anyway, time now, Leroy, for a bit of... Rip, 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 rip.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Time now for... Rip, 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 rip.
It's Billy's All Sports Report. Tyre Power's big Easter sale is now on. 25% off selected Toyo passenger and SUV tyres at Tyre Power.
You've had a stink.
Jim, you idiot.
Oh, you have had a stink.
Rabsy! Hello, Rabsy. How are you, mate?
It's the emergency siren.
So why would they put it in front of me, a big red button? Why would they do that, Rabs?
If you hit that, the siren will sound across Icon Park.
I bet you it won't.
It will. We're not taking that bet.
No, it won't. Sure.
It actually works. What's a red button? What's a siren sound up here?
So you're back at a football ground for the first time this year.
Any red button?
Do not push any buttons.
Fat, we're at the MCG. All I ever hear from you is the record at the Gabba.
Mm.
You never talk about out here.
Oh, I hit a six here one day. See that red chair?
Is that the best you can come up with?
The red chair. It used to be white. It's gone red.
They changed all those seats.
What did I do?
Great Goober O'Donnell lobbed Greg Matthews up
here. Me and Ablett. 9 here one day in a grand final.
Yeah, you did.
Actually, 11.
One
that's
of
right.
them.
I forgot.
Two of them. So bugger all, in other
words. Good to hear from you too, Raps.
Yes.
You forgot about him, didn't you? A bit of rappy. Here we go. Have we done the rappy thing?
Yes, done the opener.
With the sponsor?
Thanks to Tyre Power.
You've got nothing right at the start of the
Carlton take on Richmond tonight.
Oh, thank you, Bill.
There you go, Jim.
Yeah, that's it.
100,000, maybe 90,000.
90. Yep.
And a resurfaced ground here. Beautiful green grass.
How good does it look?
Thanks to Tay-Tay.
Yes.
How much would that cost her?
Well, I remember Arden Street doing it. It cost $1 million. But they had to take a foot off and completely redo it. So maybe just the grass mightn't be as much
they
as
took
that,
a foot off.
Jeez, it looks good.
Yeah, bloody hope. Mm. Well, it won. It's brand new, Jim. It's like opening a present on Christmas Day. Look at it. Are you coming around to the Tigers at all?
I watched today the tape of the second half of their game against the Gold Coast.
Yeah, better.
Now, clearly they stank in the first half, but they were very... 7 unanswered goals and got back to what they do best. Got back to some heat on the ball carrier, belting the ball forward,
Martin
crushing
back.
In behind it. They've got Martin, they've got Lynch, they've got Big Nank. So I am getting back around to them.
Big Tommy Lynch plucks a couple early. Mm. That'd be nice. Mm. That'd get him up and going. Limited minutes, but that's a worry.
That can't be true. No. That's Jay-Z. I think he looked his way yesterday.
I know. Well, that's what he said. Sam Doherty, of course, out for Carlton, and Corey Dernan comes back in there.
Durden.
Big game tomorrow night. Oh, Collingwood, Sydney there. There's another big one too. See, so all back at the MCG, back in Melbourne. Big, big games. Jeremy Howe will come back in for the Magpies. That's nice. We like that, Radley.
Jeremy Howe.
The club has confirmed the premiership flag unfurling tomorrow, Jim, at 6:24. So make sure you're here to see that.
Right.
Oh, that'd be beautiful for the supporters. They'll love that, Jimmy boy.
Yes.
Craig McRae. We love the way he goes about it, Jim.
We do.
And he knows he's got to change a few things up after winning the premiership last year.
Right. Yes.
He had this to say. You'll like it.
I don't think the game's going to stand still. It looks like it's getting faster at times, and then teams can control tempo of it. And then, you know, being able to win... not bowling the same delivery in an over. You're going to have to bowl two or three different deliveries to win a game. I think you can win at stoppage, you can win at transition, and you can win it at a forward-half game. I think previously everyone said, oh, you can win the game at forward-half.
Yeah.
That might have been a trend. Now you've got to be able to win it from the back half and be able to get territory. Mm.
Two or three different deliveries.
Different deliveries.
Yes.
Oh, I had that. The beautiful outswinger.
You had nothing.
Turn around the other way and dive it back into the pads.
Yours
and then a nice bouncer.
Yours were nude.
44 games Bill played at the MCG.
And?
110 goals, 2.5 per game.
Yeah.
0.7 tackles per game.
Two and a half.
Forward.
Yeah.
So one tackle a game.
2.5.
That's okay, Jim. I was a team player.
Yeah.
26 wins, 18 losses. 5 of those were grand finals.
Yep. 5.
4. Five, four.
And one of them maybe in the resis.
St Kilda take on the Cats down at GMHBA Stadium.
Why are we talking about that?
Because Darcy Wilson comes in for the Saints. Also, Riley Bonner, Jim?
Yes.
Who's a runner. Darcy Wilson, a runner. Liam Henry comes in for the Saints. He's a runner.
Mm.
What does that tell you?
They want some run?
They're going to run. They're going to run, Jimmy
right.
boy.
Righto.
Out of the half back line. So be aware, Cats. Come on. North Melbourne, they go to NG Stadium to take on the Giants. Toby Pink has been confirmed to make his debut,
good.
Jim.
Good. They need defenders badly.
194 and 94K.
I'm going to ask Alex Carey about this. He played for the Giants.
I don't know if he barracks for the Giants.
Well, he mightn't barrack for him, but he played for him. So
I reckon
that's
you've
ask.
Got all this wrong, by the way.
We haven't spoken to him yet.
I won't say anything when you're talking to him, but you've got it all wrong. Cam Zerha.
Oh, you're telling me he didn't play for the Giants?
No, but he doesn't barrack for him.
I never said he barracked for him.
Cam Zerha plays his 100th game.
Good. When's he re-signing?
Ginger? So. I don't know. You know him. Adelaide take on the Gold Coast up there. Oh, I like the Gold Coast, son.
Just going through the fixture.
Well, Chris,
the teams haven't been named yet.
Chris Burgess will make his AFL debut. That's a good one because Texans out there. So I'm just giving.
He's played AFL before. He'll make his debut for the Crows.
For the Crows. Get it right. Yeah.
He's had a stinker.
Josh Kelly will play his 200th game this weekend. He's been a good player.
You've been to a lunch or something?
No, I haven't. Right. What about this?
He has. I was there.
The Sheffield Shield. Did you watch that yesterday, Jim?
I cannot believe what's happened. So WA were battling to make it into the game.
They weren't going to make the final.
Yep.
It was going to be between Victoria and Tassie. Tassie were going to host it, of course. They get beaten by your mob.
Unbelievable. The bottom team.
Victoria had to chase 269. They were skittled for 130.
So what's happening now?
So guess where? WA will host the Sheffield Shield final, Jim.
My mob.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Again, no,
I can jump wherever I like. As a player who won Sheffield Shields of both states,
no,
I can say WA are my mop.
So WA take on Tassie. Unfortunately, Victoria didn't make it. And poor old Will Sutherland, he was shattered.
I'm sure it's pretty tough in there at the moment.
Yeah, not much words being spoken there, Whitey. Boys are pretty flat.
I'll let you hold your composure for a moment. If you can, put into words what took place today.
Yeah, probably our batting let us down, I'd say. Yeah, boys maybe ran out of steam a little bit with the ball, I think. Yeah, with my back didn't help, and Barrow was a bit sore there, so yeah, probably just didn't bat well enough.
Right.
The big chief.
He was in tears.
Well, it shows it matters to
exactly.
him.
Exactly.
I like
That's
that.
That's what I like too, exactly. Mm. And quickly, the NBL, Melbourne United, will play against...
Who?
The Tasmanian Jack Jumpers.
No.
Yes, Jim.
What happened to Archie's mob?
They got flogged. Tassie defeated the Wildcats at 100-84. Perth are out. United won last night. They won 100-94. Only got over by 6 points over Illawarra.
Yep.
So Melbourne United face off against the Tassie Jack Jumpers in the best of five.
What's the bearded Leroy pumping his bloody arm up for?
He's a Tassie.
Is he a Jack Jumper?
He's a Jack Jumper.
What the hell's wrong with him?
He looks like a Jack Jumper.
He does. Looks like he's just come out of chopping some bloody wood.
What do they call those blokes? That's
wood chopper.
Wood chopper, yes. That's it.
What are the blokes who chop wood called?
Woody wood chopper.
All right, we're off to a flyer. Alex Carey from Queenstown to join us next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh.
Yeah, we talked about him yesterday.
We did. How was that come all about?
Right now, we're joined by good friend of the show and the match winner for the Australian cricket team in Christchurch, Alex Carey.
Our next guest helped get us over the line in the second test against New Zealand.
Australia sweep New Zealand 2-0 in the series. That is some performance. Alex Carey, take a bow.
And nobody's a bigger fan than us.
Shout up the collective dots of all the clowns that said he shouldn't be playing. The man is a superstar.
Yes.
That's what he is.
Spot
and
on.
He won a test match for his country.
He did.
So all of those doubting tool bags can shut the you-know-what up.
Please welcome Alex Carey.
He's with us from Queenstown, if you don't mind, Fat.
Nice.
I know he loves the show. He might have been listening when I just gave a few a broadside, Kezzer. I can't have dead, you know what,
Beats.
Start trying to pick people off.
Oh, JB, I love chatting to you, mate. I appreciate the support. And it's great to chat to you fellas live from Queenstown.
Oh, what a cracking joint. We'll get to that, by the way. But, mate, you played beautifully. I loved how calm you were at the crease. You, well, for a start, put the sweep shot away and made sure that you played to your strengths against the spinner, and then when the ball was there to take on with the quicks, you did that too. You must have felt really good at the crease.
Yeah, I did. I don't know if calm's the right word. I was pretty intense and focused out there in the middle. And, there was an opportunity, I guess, for a couple of guys to stand up in a difficult situation. And I thought Mitchell Marsh, the amazing 18 months that he's having to play with the freedom in those circumstances really sort of relaxed me out there. And it was a nice partnership and something we'll remember for a long time.
Oh, it was beautiful, Kez. Don't worry about that. Man of the match, 98 not out, 10 catches for the game. I want to know what your heart rate was doing, right? I'm going to run through a bit of just in case the people out there might have forgotten. So we start the day at 4 for 77. We're in a bit of trouble early when Heddy goes out early. How is the heart rate then?
Yeah, I'm always ready to bat when Mitchell Marsh and Heddy are at the crease. the way that they play, they play with freedom and there's always opportunities. So... Mitchell Marsh actually hit one a point and it got dropped.
Yeah,
and I was halfway down the staircase when he hit that in the air. So I sat back down and then I think it was the next ball. Travis hit one to point and out we go. And no, it was pretty good, Bill. I was excited to get out there, to be honest.
No, that's great. Then a nice partnership with Mitchy Boy, who made 80. He goes out and you go, all right. Then Mitchy Stark comes in. First ball, he's out. And you still need 59 to win, Kez.
Yeah, we did. Captain Cool comes out to the crease again. And what about that? I'm just batting order. Every time I see the team sheet, Cummins is always at number 8 behind me.
Yes.
But for some reason, Stark always goes out there and then it's Cummins. So, I don't know what those two are doing. But, Starkey, I guess, got out at the right time and let Captain Cool come in.
Well, Postman Pat, of course. Did he know that you were on 98? He reckons he didn't know that. Is that true?
I reckon it's bullshit, to be honest.
Yes, yes. I reckon too. Come on,
no,
Pat.
No, I, mate, we, to be honest, both of us just out there were just doing our business, really, and there wasn't too many words spoken. Pat, Paddy come out, he kept the scoreboard going, and on the big screen, it had two runs to win, and yeah, that's all I was worried about. I was actually pretty excited. I didn't want to get on strike again. I would have done something stupid, I reckon.
Well, it's interesting, Kez, because I've played with a few blokes, Greg Blewett, where if that was the situation, he'd be walking down and saying, I'm on 98, you just survive this ball,
let you know.
And you let me, A, hit the winning runs, and B, get my 100.
Yeah, JB, you know Bluey and I are different characters. yeah, no doubt he would have been playing. There's no I in team, but there's me and Bluey, I reckon. So
I like it. Of course there is. No doubting any of that. But I wanna be serious just for a second. The Australian team have won 6 of the 7 tests in this block, of course, starting back against Pakistan in December. But a few of those wins, Kez, have taken special individual performances from players, which I'm not sure is sustainable going into a 5-test series against India and then a 5-test series against England. Is that discussed by Ronnie and Cummo? Are they saying, look, we're getting out of the fire because of innings like yours, but we've got to actually collectively play better?
Yeah, it would be. Look, I guess you want to go out there and play the perfect game every time, and when you get in front, you want to keep that momentum. And through the summer, we let teams back in, and I guess through the skill of individuals, we were able to get out of difficult situations, as you mentioned. But we've got 9 months off. It's been a pretty crazy 18 months for this team. And I guess, we look at the bright side of it is that, guys have now put their hand up, one game to Australia. The confidence is there, but as a collective, there's opportunities to be better. And I guess when you say, you've won 6 out of 7 and you can be a lot better, then it's pretty exciting for this group.
Yeah, no doubt about that. All right, we're going to take a little break.
You hear that? He's tipping Mr. Brightside too, he said then. Wins the All-Star Mile, so he's giving our tips.
He's everywhere. Yeah. We're going to take a little break because, of course, across this weekend, I know he's in Queenstown.
Oh, yeah, good there, Jim.
But his Giants take on my Kangaroos, and I've got the view that the Kangaroos are going to kick the living crap out of him.
No, you don't. Be just honest.
A little break, and then we'll speak to Alex Carey about the Giants.
Oh, yes.
You can just be quiet over there, please.
Are you going to take him on or not?
A little break, right, and then back after this.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Just the gift that keeps giving.
Relaxing in Queenstown is the Australian wicketkeeper Alex Carey.
And, of course, was it the Giants? I think Kevin Sheedy did him a favour.
Inaugural list.
The great Kevin Sheedy said, mate, you're not going to make it here. You should go and play cricket. Now he's the man of the match and killing him there in their test arena. But what do you think? Jim reckons he's a chance. His side, North Melbourne, are a chance, Kez.
Yeah, I guess, for a team like the Kangaroos, they haven't lost a game this year, so he'd be pretty excited, I'd imagine. So
Listen to this.
Yeah, Jim. Let's go back to the Kevin Sheedy. He actually said, go and get a plumbing apprenticeship. So stuff that.
I like it. And now, just a nice start for your mob, by the way. They get 2 home games to kick off the season. You'd be happy with that, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. I think I've got to clear it up too. Like,
yes,
I'm a Crows. I'm a Crows man, JB.
I don't give a stuff about that, Kez. I'm not talking about that. You played for the Giants,
yes,
and therefore in this conversation. Oh, so you filthied up. You got a bit salty.
A little bit at the time, but no, we're back on them. Starkey's a big fan of the Giants. Nathan Lyon and Paddy Cummins if they're winning. So there's a few boys that follow them.
All right. Well, if you're not that passionate about them anymore, then I'm not having a bottle of Penfold.
No, you can still take that, Kez. Hey, tell us about Queenstown. It's a lovely spot down there. I went there and did the jet boats, Jim, and then a bit of bungee jumping. Oh. Which I was a bit worried. Wasn't going to bounce back up.
Bring the bridge down.
A bit of skiing. It's a lovely joint, Kez.
No, it's beautiful. And I guess, fortunate enough to finish a test match over here and had the family come over. And now with a bit of time off, we thought we'll get away for a week or so. And it's a beautiful place. We did those jet boats this morning and, that was a lot of fun. A little bit scary, but no, there's so much to do here, so it's great running around.
Well, I don't know whether you've got any plans for you and your beautiful wife to just have a little, Eloise, have a little quiet time with the kids looked after.
What are you saying?
Well, if you have, then if you do, then there's a place called Amersfield. It's a winery about halfway between Queenstown and Arrowtown, Kez, which is world class.
I have got the in-laws here, actually, so we're going out for dinner tonight.
Botswana Butchery?
Yesterday to the winery. We're going to Nest, it is. It's called. Oh, so,
you're going to Nest, nice. You two?
Yes, it's a restaurant, Bill.
Oh, thought a bit of getting away.
I know what you thought,
just
Bill.
Just set them up with a PlayStation or something.
Been there three or four times, Kez, and Amersfield is magnificent, and so is the Botswana Butchery, by the way, Botswana. Which is the one here in Melbourne.
Exactly, Jim.
The parent restaurant is the original one over there in Queenstown. Well, what a golden spot.
Beautiful. What are you doing? What are you going to do when you get back from New Zealand? What's on the go now, Alex?
Watch a bit of footy. I'm looking forward to gather around and seeing you boys over in the great state of South Australia. So.
You would?
I'll be floating around watching footy, and then I think come sort of June time, I'll be pretty keen to get the gloves back on and play some cricket.
What about LIV Golf? I'm heading over there Sunday with my much better half, and I think Bluey's sniffing around and Bernard Vince. So we're going to see you on the Sunday?
Yeah, I went last year, actually, and that was an amazing event. I missed the hole in one, so hopefully this year we can time it right and we can catch up on the watering hole. JB, that'd be good.
Oh, yeah.
Not the oath. How long since you've seen JB, Alex?
Brisbane. Less than a month. I reckon Brisbane, yeah.
Well, he tinged his hair red last week, and I don't know if you've seen him with red hair, but it was quite interesting.
Well, what do you want? Is it red hair or no hair?
Well said, Kez.
That's what he said.
Well said. If you believe anything Fat says, Kez, you haven't been listening to this show, and I know you're a big fan. Not only that, but the Saturday rugby, you're still tuning in?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm keen for that to come back on. So, my week will look sort of, you know, 5 to 6 will be the rush hour, and then wait for the weekend to come around. I'll probably skip the boys on a Friday night. They're not as good as you, fellas.
We love
Beautiful.
That. Why don't you ring up for the quiz, Kez, this week? Ring up for the quiz this week.
Maybe next week. Maybe it's a bit difficult from Queenstown, and we'll do it when we're back in Adelaide.
That's right, nesting, mate. Yeah.
Hey, mate, congratulations. Brilliant way to finish the test match summer. Great winning by the boys.
Yeah, well done.
Enjoy a few months off cooling your jets.
No, always love talking to you fellas. And like I said, we'll catch up in Adelaide.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Champions League, Real Madrid. They have won their 14th time the Champions League.
Time to get the family involved in the show, 133353 style.
Yes.
Now, normally it says topics. Well, if we're doing 10 of them, it says topics Brayshaw, probably 7 or 8, because you want to make sure it works.
Yeah.
Every now and then it's topics Brownless.
Topics Fat.
So where's Rabbits getting his bloody snout into this trough?
He said, give me a go, because I'm part of the team. Over to you, Rabbits.
Well, I actually didn't know I was running this, but that's all right. So Mark Wahlberg, you might know, very famous actor.
Marky from Mark, here, the Funky Bunch.
Yeah. The Departed, Planet of the Apes.
Yes.
Lone Survivor, Boogie Nights. He's been in some great. Ted, been in some great films. Well, he was in the country. He's in the country at the moment and wants to play some golf.
Mm-hmm.
And he
went
to the Allanora Country Club in Sydney, which very you know nice, well, JB.
Very nice track.
Unfortunately, he rocked up and his socks were black.
Oh, they barred him.
The Allanora Country Club barred him from playing until he went and purchased a pair of white socks and was allowed to play at their country club.
Denied entry. Free. Mark Wahlberg.
One of the great superstars, most known people ever.
Entourage is based off him, the TV show.
Well, Fat.
What?
I remember, it was a while ago, trying to get into a bar, not a nightclub or anything, just a bar on Fitzroy Street in St Kilda.
Yes.
I've been to a function across the road.
And?
Which required you to wear a suit.
Right, so you had
a suit. Everyone said, righto, we're going from here to this joint over the road, which I'd never heard of.
Well dressed.
So I get there, Fat.
Yeah.
The bloke goes, you're not allowed in.
What? I said, why not? He said, you're wearing a suit. I was too well dressed, apparently. I said, well, mate, what if I just take the tie off and I'll shove it in the. He goes, no, mate, you're not allowed in here with a suit on.
What sort of joint is it?
Oh, no, I don't know. I didn't get to find out.
the classic story back in the good old days at Geelong when we had Cats Disco and it was Damien Drum's Bucks party and we stripped him off and had him on nude.
What, not properly nude?
Nude, Jim.
Fat, that's not a props.
Well, it was back then, Jim. Right, it was a bit of fun, ha-ha, LOL. Right. And he was in the stocks, right, at the arms, and had a chain on.
Let me take a wild guess. He was barred entry.
No. Wait for it. So we take him over to Cat's Disco, because we're in the long room, it was back then. He's nude. He goes up the front door. Mick wraps us on the door. He's the security. You know, Mick.
Yeah, I remember.
He was security.
Was he? He goes, he used to be the runner for
exactly. He goes, nah, sorry, Drummy, can't come in. We go, why not? What? He goes, he's got runners on.
Oh, nice. Mickey grabs us.
Mickey grabs us. I was denied a premiership dinner. Tried to get into the other last week, Jim. And Zoe, our girl here,
yes.
denied, don't know what happened here, to get into an op shop.
Oh, no.
Zoe, how would that happen?
Again, too well dressed.
I don't know.
It has to be it. All right, so
Rabsy?
No, I think.
Oh, sorry.
I think Fat's got it.
All right, so Hance.
Hance!
Zoe, when have you been denied entry? Unusual! Unusual, because these are all a bit unusual.
They are a bit unusual. Yeah. All right. 1-333-53 is the number. Rabbits, what are you giving away?
What about these for prizes? GA passes to the Formula One Rolex Australian Grand Prix. You can still grab limited tickets, grandprix.com.au.
Right.
A double pass to see Live and Incubus playing at the Mornington Racecourse Saturday, April 13th.
That's good.
And you're to DeWalt prize packs as well. Plenty of prizes to go.
All right.
There's Abby.
1-333-53. Ring us now. Now, it's got to be unusual.
Got to be unusual.
You know, not because you've had too much.
That's
smoked poorly. None of that. There's got to be an unusual reason why you were not allowed in.
Entry.
1-333-53. Take your calls next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What you are is a bull artist. Now, 1-333-53 is the number.
When were you denied entry? Unusual.
Well, Dan's in the Baronia, Fat.
Hello, Dan.
Hello, boys. How you doing?
Good, mate. When were you denied entry? Unusual.
I wasn't let back into the classroom, Billy, near 10, because I was covered in mud from playing footy with the boys at lunchtime.
Oh,
jeez, that's the perfect result.
That's a win.
Yeah, they sent me home.
Oh, even better. And Mum can't argue.
No.
You get home and you've been actually sent home.
Having a kick of the footy at lunchtime. No. They were the days.
But what do they call it?
Force them back?
Where we used to call it just packs, but markers up.
Markers up.
Yeah, that's what they force it now.
What did you call it, Dan? We called it forcing back.
Well, we used to call it keepings off or British Bulldog.
Oh, well, that's a different game. Yeah, that got a bit savage.
That was
uniform used to get ripped.
Yes.
Well, stay there, Dan. Tyson, Ringwood East. Hello, Tyce.
How are you, lads?
All right. What happened to you, mate?
Going to the long room quite often, and a couple of years ago went in, and the bloke stopped me for not having chinos long enough.
That's the modern look, though, isn't it? The chinos are meant to be a bit shorter.
Well, that's what I thought, and then I said to the bloke, but you just let a bloke in with a bright red safari suit.
Did you have no socks on?
Yeah, I had no socks on, so what I did, I went to the toilet, dropped me strides a little bit, and walked in that way.
Oh, how did you drop them? Unpeel them?
Undid the belt.
Oh, undid the belt.
Yeah, just worked him down a touch.
I thought he'd done it down the bottom there.
He's got him down the hips a little bit.
Oh, the hipsters.
Well done.
Well done, Tyce.
Yeah, good. Tyce. Dean's in Geelong.
Hello, Dino.
Boys, how you doing?
They all ready for tomorrow night? Even Saturday night, Dino, down there?
Oh, I'm a Dean's fan, mate, unfortunately.
Not unfortunately. They've given you a decent ride, Dino.
Not a great start to the year, but we'll get
all right. Well, they'll get better. Yeah. Now, when were you denied access unusual?
Well, Bill will know the Beeves Bar in July.
Oh, yeah, surely not at Beeves Bar. Everyone gets into Beeves Bar.
I was denied entry. I'd been to a fancy dress. I was dressed as the Wiz, Warwick Capper.
Oh, no, fair enough.
And the reason they wouldn't let me in is because I didn't have a shirt on. I only had a singlet on, so they wouldn't let me in.
Oh, please.
Well, out of principle, they wouldn't let you in.
Yes, because you're dressed as Warwick.
Stay there, Dean. I like it. Dave in Shepparton. Hi, Dave.
Hello, I'm guessing that's me. Yeah, look, I'm a Shepparton bloke. I got denied entry in the old Shep Hotel years ago. They had a disco in there called Tramps, and a couple of mates and I were in next door at the lounge, and they put up a temporary wall about a foot high off the ground on steel posts.
Yeah.
And these two guys said, yeah, come on, we'll get through here. And they snuck in underneath the wall, and my turn to get into the disco free, and I got stuck. And,
oh.
So I couldn't move me. I couldn't move me either way. I'm stuck under there. So they went and got this big bloke. His name was Kim Selman. Big man.
Big Kim.
It sounds like a big man.
Big Kim.
Yeah, big tough boy Selmans. And he didn't. I don't think he liked me much anyway. And he walked in and from the disco side. He looked at me and he said, "Oh, what have we got here?" And I said,
"What have we got?"
I couldn't go the other way. And he said, "What have we got here?" Right? He said, "I could have fun with you." And I said, "Come on, mate. Help me." So he was about 140 keg.
We're on here.
Big Kim.
Yeah.
Oh, Dave, I like that.
Well, that Tramps.
Well told.
Tramps at the Shep Hotel.
Nicely done. Righto. Let's move on to Joey in South Frankston.
Hello, Joey.
Hey, William, JB, Rabs, how are we going?
Surely they let everyone in down at Frankers.
Yes.
Well, I'm a new resident here, so I bloody hope so.
What happened, buddy?
I was on my way to Bali with a bunch of mates. One of them got chocolate smeared on his passport, and once we got through customs, it was denied entry and sent on the next plane home.
Oh, no way.
What did they think it was?
I wasn't there for the questioning, but I don't think they were too impressed because it didn't take long for them to shuffle him back through.
The old chocolate.
Chocolate on your passport? That's not a bloody.
Surely get that off. You'd be able to rub it off.
Work it off. All right.
Righto.
Not bad from rabbits.
That was all right.
I had no confidence.
Neither did I.
I don't know if Dave will want to go to the Formula 1 Rolex Australian Grand Prix. So if we can find something for Dave, because the poor old Chubbles got stuck under the thing.
Chubbles. He's got
Big Kim.
Yeah, Big Kim helped him out. He's got DeWalt prize pack headed his way. DeWalt mobile solutions born on the job site, built to last. See the new exciting range at Bunnings Warehouse. Dave?
Dave?
Thank you very much.
Oh, how's done, Dave?
How's Dad?
He called me out and then extorted me out.
You still got anyway.
Oh, good. So you well done. And I thought Tyson, I liked that one with the chinos, and then he just adjusted himself to him and got in.
He did. Well done, Tyson. This is coming your way.
Tyson, you are headed along to race day at the Formula One Rolex Australian Grand Prix 2024. Get ready to live fast. Limited tickets still available at grandprix.com.au.
Beautiful. Yeah. Thanks very much, lads.
Make sure your chinos are long enough, Tyce.
Yes.
Will do.
All right, mate. Well done. Hey, not bad.
Dave's still there.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You've been following the Giro d'Italia?
It is time for this.
Think you know AFL Guernsey numbers?
I've never seen half of these Nipsies play football in my life.
Now's your chance to prove it. 10 names, 10 numbers, 10 grand.
That is the best prize ever.
It's the Rush Hour's Guernsey Cash.
Oh, yeah, don't worry about that for a second. And we got Tommy on the line from Ascot Vale. Hello, Tommy.
How are you, boys? Great show.
Good on you. Tommy, who do you barrack for?
The Blue Boys, Billy.
Ooh, big game for them, isn't it? Really big game.
You confident, Thomas?
Yeah, but you never know about the Tigers. They'll be hurting after last week, so we'll see how we go.
All right, how good are you with players and their numbers?
Yeah.
I'll let you know in around a minute, JB.
All right, well, let's get Rabbits to run the rules down for you.
Yes, Tom, so you have 30 seconds on the clock. JB will read out a current or former AFL player and their team. You need to tell us which number they wore for that team. Some players have worn multiple numbers for that club. We'll accept either answer. You can pass, and we'll come back if there is time. And if you get all 10 right, you win $10,000, and your time starts as soon as JB finishes reading out the first player.
Are you ready, dummy?
Yeah, let's go for it, boys.
All right, here we go. Tom Mitchell, Collingwood.
Six.
Jai Newcombe, Hawthorn.
Three.
Cozzy Pickett, Melbourne.
36.
Nick Blakey, Sydney.
22.
Nathan Eagleton, Western Bulldogs.
10.
Michael Long, Essendon.
13.
Jason Horn, Francis, North Melbourne.
18.
Philip Matera, West Coast.
33.
Blake Akers, St Kilda.
Ooh, pass.
Oi, jeez, Tommy. At about the six or seven mark, you were looking like a winner.
Well, seven out of eight that he answered. Mm. He was on fire. The first six, bang, 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 all correct. Jason Horn Francis at North Melbourne was number six.
Yes.
Not 18.
And Blake Akers number eight at St Kilda and 40.
Yep.
All right. So, Tommy, very good outing from you.
You were good, Tom.
Thanks, boys. Thanks, boys. What do you do?
Don't hang up. We've got something for you,
Tommy. You don't go away empty-handed on this show.
Tommy, you're going to go see Live and Incubus. Triple M is presenting that concert at Mornington Racecourse, Saturday, April 13. You can grab your tickets, ticketmaster.com.au. You've got a double pass to see Incubus and Live.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
Well done, mate.
Good luck with the Blues tonight, Tommy.
Thanks, mate. Go Blues.
Well, nice boy, Tom.
Very nice.
Yeah, like him.
Well, they are, as a rule, labourers, aren't they?
They are.
The tools, work hard.
Exactly right.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And we get some things wrong.
Well, you get things wrong.
Don't forget, the all-new Thursday Rub, starting from 6 straight after us, Jack Heverin, Isaac Smith, Lee Montagna and Jay-Z Clark. Then for the call, Luke Darcy and Nat Ioannidis joining the team.
Wow, how good's that for a lineup?
Very good, Jimmy boy.
He's close to overexposure.
Who's that?
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z.
Well, too many things.
Already?
Well, he's with us.
Yes.
Midweek.
Well, kind of, yep.
And what do you mean?
No, he's not on the midweek.
No, well, he's with us.
With us, sorry.
On a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Then I see him on some other journalist show.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's on this show.
Well, he's good.
Then he's on, what is he, on Sundays? Sundays,
yes. He dominates Sundays.
And he's on some...
Does he still work at the Herald
platform?
Sun? He's still work at the Herald Sun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We love Jay-Z.
We wrote the Clary Oliver story this week.
Going to the Cats.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Yes.
No, we do love Jay-Z. Good boy.
Round one, Jim.
It is round one.
In Melbourne.
So do you find it slightly weird?
Yes, I do.
That we've had, after tomorrow night's final siren, we will have had six games
and
still not seen 10 of the teams.
I know, Jim.
And how does that work?
Well, I don't know how that works, to be honest. Yeah. But at least it's in Melbourne. We can't complain about that anymore.
No.
It's going to be a huge crowd. The ground. The ground looks magnificent.
Crowd and ground together.
It's perfect for footy tonight. Let me tell you.
All right, so the Blues take on the Tags.
Big game for the Blues last week, wasn't that? They were up and about, Jim.
Durden comes in for the very unlucky Sam Doherty. But big ins for Richmond.
Of course, Jim. Dusty Martin, Tom Lynch, limited minutes, and Toby Nankervis. He'll be important in the ruck.
All three of them will.
Because then Bolter can either go forward or back.
I had a look at the second half of that game against the Gold Coast. They weren't the worst.
No.
So Tigers fans coming here, I think, will have hopes.
I reckon they will, because I just don't know how Carlton are going to go after that huge win.
Emotional.
Emotional. A big, big game for everyone. Great win. So I think Carlton should win.
Right. But that's who's going to win?
Carlton.
Right, I see. Here tomorrow night, Pie Swans. Need to bounce back from the reigning Premier.
They do, but unfurling of the flag, there'll be a... How many? There'll nearly be 100,000 here tomorrow night, Jimmy boy.
More than tonight, you reckon?
Yes, I reckon there'll be more tomorrow.
Even though there are two Melbourne teams here.
Yes, but the Collingwood fans will be out. They've got to bounce back. Mm-hmm. Sydney, I liked them last week. Grundy, of course, up against his old side. The Lizard, he'll get it here and just run everywhere, Jimmy. He won't know where he's going. Right. Here he is there. Isaac Heaney, he'll go in the midfield and play a bit forward. Oh, it's a good game. I don't mind it. I thought Sydney were good last week.
But here, who wins?
Sydney.
Surely Collingwood bounce back.
I'm going with Sydney, Jim.
So the reigning Premier are going to be 0-2.
After round one.
I know. That's hard to work.
How do you work that out?
So, same venue, Saturday, our game.
Yes.
Essendon Hawthorn.
What about this one? The Bombers are
favourite. So who's in for the Hawks?
Well, let's talk about the Bombers first, Jim. They've got a 40-year premiership reunion. All the old boys will be back in town. They'll be back here. Yes. They'll be down the room saying, get into these Hawthorn blokes. We hate Hawthorn. So it'll be on. And they're short. They're very short favourites, Essendon, and haven't done a lot.
Righto. So who wins?
Well, I think Essendon win it, Jim, because Hawks have got a lot of injuries. So good luck to Jackie Ginnivan. He's in.
Yes.
Marbio Choi.
Yeah, Choll.
Choll. Nick Watson, the Wizard. Yeah,
the Wiz.
Big raps on him.
Yes, little man.
Yes. And D'Ambrio. How do you say his name?
Massimo.
D'Ambrose. Anyways,
that's him.
I think Essendon win.
We've now got we're a bit tight for time. So right. Giants North.
Geez, what happened? Giants win that one, Jim. They win it easy too.
Cats Saints.
Oh, good game down there. Joel Selwood stand the big crowd. I can't wait to be down there. St Kilda are going to run. We know that, but I think the Cats should win at home.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right, Suns Crows.
Get on the bandwagon right now. Get on the bandwagon for the Suns. Oh, they're up and away. Suns to win that one.
Hey, the Crows aren't the worst. They weren't the worst last year.
No, they were.
We're just writing them off.
Well, Texans not playing, and Riley Thilthorpe is not playing either, Jim, so that hurts them.
Right.
And Benny King will kick five, so they win.
Melbourne.
Suns.
Dogs.
Oh, another big one here. Right. Melbourne need to win.
You need a response from the Demons.
What are the Dogs going to do? We just don't know. No. We're not sure. I think Melbourne
started to get a bit Bruce McAvaney on it.
You know, I know.
What are the Dogs going to do? I don't know what they're going to do.
He did. He got old Bruce. Roll into a bit of Bruce.
Melbourne should win because they weren't that bad.
But are they going to win?
Yes.
All right. Port Adelaide. Now, this is the widest odds that you have
ever
for the whole round.
Yeah.
West Coast.
Radagalia, all the best to Big
Asav.
Asav there. Port Adelaide win this one, Jim.
That's at home.
Though the Adelaide fans, or Port Adelaide fans, can't wait.
How many games will West Coast win for the year?
One.
They win more than one. Fremantle Lions off the stadium to finish us off.
I haven't heard one thing about Freo. Not one, Jim.
Often not a bad thing.
No, but I don't know what they're going to do. Brisbane, Lachie Neale has been ruled out.
He's out with a hammy.
That
is big.
That helps them. That helps Freo at home. But Brisbane have got to bounce back. They're up, led by 46 points at home, and they got beaten, Jim.
Right, so?
They'll have to win. They've got to win this one. Brisbane to win.
Right.
Won't be an easy game.
No, not easy to win over there Rabbits.
Perth, yes.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
This is the gift that keeps giving.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, live from the MCG ahead of Carlton versus Richmond. And we're joined by the absolute star of the 7-footy team and All-Australian selector, Abby Holmes.
Last year, our next guest copped a barrage from the officers on SAS Australia.
Everyone in the room's dead. So are you going to make a phone call to his mum and dad?
And even worse, copped a barrage from Billy Brownless.
And Abs is walking here today and I can't look at her because... What's happened? The eyebrows. So.
They're doing a bit, aren't they? The first thing I said to you when I walked into this bloody studio was don't look at my eyebrows.
Please welcome Abby Holmes.
Fat premiership player in 2017 for the Crows.
Yes.
AFLW. First woman to kick 100 goals anywhere in a football league.
Really?
First ever.
No.
100%.
And?
Abs, welcome to you.
Hello, if it isn't my favourite radio trio this afternoon.
I'm too scared to look. Let's have a look. Oh, no, they're all right. The eyebrows are good, Ab.
Last time I was in studio with you, it was just before the wedding, so they went a little bit hard on the brows. That's all right, but we're good today.
Oh, the wedding. Gee, that went off with a bang, didn't it? It was look magnificent out there.
Oh, yeah.
And then, of course, you went on the honeymoon. Mm. You just got back, I think. It was a long honeymoon.
Long, long honeymoon. 7 weeks, 8 countries. Came back still married, so that's a good thing.
That's a tick, yes.
But no, the wedding was magnificent. I've been saying it, everyone. I've never seen Luke Hodge sweat so much in my life.
Yes,
this is a guy that sweats.
Anyway.
Anyway, Melbourne winters. Put him on a sand dune in the Red Centre in November.
Yep.
Jeez.
Because that is your home, isn't it? That's where you're at your best, your happiest.
NT.
Yeah, NT.
Absolutely love the place.
Yeah.
It's been such a massive part of my journey, and I owe everything that I have today to the opportunities that have come out of there. So it was really special to go back, get married there, and also share it with 100-odd people when 85% of our guests had never been to Uluru before.
So yeah.
It was really
fantastic.
Special.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, that. I'll tell you what I did, right? I'm in...
That's me. Yeah.
That's you.
It's got a fair idea. I'm in Adelaide.
Yes.
I should have actually dug this out so that I could show it to you. It's in my phone. I will find it.
Because we're live.
I'm in Adelaide. I know that, Bill. I'm in Adelaide,
yep.
And I'm just getting myself a coffee in Norwood somewhere.
Ooh.
And as I'm waiting for my coffee, there's an SA Great magazine sitting there.
Oh, South Australian Great.
So I pick it up, and I think on the front... There's this complete and utter glamazon in a private jet with an Armani, I think it was.
Oh, no.
Full white dress.
Not this one.
Sit in the plush cream leather and the wood grain in there and this magnificent private
front
jet.
Front page.
And I said to Lise, have a look at Abs. She looks a million bucks. And then I opened it up, of course.
Mm.
There was five or six other magnificent shots.
Yeah, look, unfortunately, I only had that jet for a day. I had to give it back come 5 p.m. on the Wednesday or whatever day it was. But it was a beauty.
Oh, yeah. Looking superb.
Thank you.
A jet and all these shots, that would have been a nice little learner.
It was good fun.
Yeah,
good fun. Oh, yeah. You like those ones.
She likes to get that late, of course. Yes. Follows the mighty South Adelaide over there.
Mm-hmm.
But no more. What's going on there, Ab? Because your husband has been, well, his family grew up with the club, didn't they?
Yeah, so his dad, Phil Brooksby, is a life member, played 280-odd games for the footy club. And Keegs has been there for, over 100 games now. But in between his AFL stints, of course, he's come, he's gone, he's been pushed and pulled in all different directions. But he's been flying in, flying out whilst working at Hawthorn and playing South Adelaide the last few years. But unfortunately, he's just announced that, he won't be going around with South again this year. So it's a very sad time. They haven't won a flag in 60-odd years. So Keegs was so desperate to be a part of that. But, his role's changed at Hawthorn, so he's got to focus on the job first.
So fully fit ruckman, what size?
He's slightly undersized for a ruck, so he's 198, but his wingspan's 211 because he's an ex-basketballer. So.
Well, Jim, and he's in Melbourne looking for a game of footy.
Surely there's thousands of clubs that are queuing up.
What?
Let's put the call out. Anybody need a ruckman for a key position player?
Bloody oath.
Hell, he can play ruck rover if he needs.
nice little contract. It's maybe only train once or twice a week.
Well, busy, the Hawks.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep,
that's load of wood occasionally. Or
coming off a wood,
half a sheep.
BNF.
Oh, it won the best and fairest.
He did as a fly-in, fly-out ruckman for South Adelaide last year.
So,
he's still performing pretty well. And as I said to him, you can't go from a best and fairest to not playing at all. And he certainly still wants to have a kick somewhere too.
There'd be a local club out there,
with some loose change.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Bill.
Yes.
I know we can. I can send this to Bill. Where is Busy?
He's at the back there.
Righto. I can send this to Busy. I'm not sure where it's going to come up because it was just a shot of the magazine
with
I found.
On.
Oh, just have a glimpse
Crikey.
At that.
Flying high. Join the club.
You don't need to zoom in, Bill.
Bill zooms in. What the hell?
Well, I'm looking at the brows. They're a bit dark.
Zoom in.
You actually are.
Sorry, Ab, you're
brows.
Right there.
He's like an old creepy man, isn't he?
Where's Lisa? She's looking. Yeah.
don't swipe left and right. You might get yourself in trouble there.
Rebsy, have a go at.
Yeah.
No, that's amazing.
It's magnificent, isn't it? So
it's high end.
That's the best looking all Australian selector I've ever seen.
Ain Djokovic.
No. Oh, he actually thinks he does look good. He's happy with himself, Djokovic.
KB. All right, we'll get to a break. with Abby Holmes.
Sweep.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Hey, Jim, I swallowed a dictionary. It gave me the thorest throat I've ever had.
Abby Holmes from the Seven Network has stuck around. By the way, on Sunday, she's an ambassador for the Run for the Kids, JB.
What does that look like, Abs?
Oh, look, it is a long, long run on Sunday. And I tell you what, I'm not an endurance athlete. I'm power, I'm speed.
I'm with you.
Tell me to do 100 hundreds, no worries. But tell me to run even 10Ks and I'll probably tell you to get nicked. But
how far is the run?
14.4, I think, 14.2. So I'm doing it with Matt Shervington as well, a sprinter.
A sprinter,
so he's probably good for about 400 metres.
What's he going to wear?
Bill.
No.
You just knew.
Straight away.
You just knew where he was headed.
Of course.
He couldn't help himself.
But Joey, our little man, our man, shouldn't say little, but he is. He's doing the run too. Do you know Joey?
Producer Joey.
Oh, producer Joey?
Joey Montana.
No.
The Greek meatball's not doing it.
No, he rolls a lot. No, poor old Joey Montana. But little Joey's doing it, so well done. There.
Very good.
Now tell us about the All-Australian. Obviously, how does all that work?
Oh, look, I'm very new to the system this year, which I'm very, very excited about. But I think there's a couple of catch-ups, one big one mid-year. But you're always kind of in constant conversation, I guess, with each other about where you're leaning, where you're heading, where your head's at. And then, yeah, big one mid-year and then another one just before the end of the season.
And you're you're on the side where you pick players in their positions.
I am. Look.
Good. I like that.
And that,
I like
you know that. What? I'm getting smashed with that question. I think people are a little bit frustrated when you see, you know, hard, you know, in and under midfielders and on the forward, you know, half forward line and that kind of thing. So I am personally one for positions. I think the wing is one of the most unrewarded position in the game. So, yes, it's going to be interesting to see where everybody's at. But at the same time, that's why there's so many people on the panel. It would be very boring if we all thought the same and did the same.
Exactly.
So I'm sure there's going to be a few little
head-to-heads. You know you're not going to please everyone.
No. Well, Kane's on there as well. Yeah, he's always going to have a big say.
He doesn't attempt to please anyone.
No.
It takes a different look.
Exactly right.
But the Duke was obviously an All-Australian selector for a long time, and he used to get a call from me regularly.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I blamed him personally for some of the...
Nick Larkey you wanted in, didn't
Robbie Tarrant.
Well, Nick Larkey got in.
Oh, he got in.
Yeah, he did.
Well, now, there you go. Stop whinging.
He'd gone by then. That was the first decent selection. That was after the Duke left. Now, tell me about interviewing Andre Agassi.
Oh, my goodness. I'm still pinching myself. Yeah, this week had the opportunity to go up to Sydney and sit down in front of 1,200, 1,300 people and interview the great man. He is just a remarkable human being. We all know how much success he had on the court, 8 Grand Slam wins, 4 of them just around the corner here in Melbourne. But the fact that he grew up achieving what he did, but he genuinely hated the game. He hated every single second.
Fair dinkum.
Yep, hated it.
Hated it.
So went from number one in the world, then... things went south. He fell to 140 in the world, but then he found his why, and that's when the Agassi Foundation was born. He's now helping 80,000 kids, underprivileged children across the US every single day. He's got 130 kids and has raised over $1 billion for his foundation. So it was an honour to sit down with him, and, that was a very, very special day.
He's a pretty zen sort of setup, isn't he? Like, it's weird. When you hear him speak, he's almost in a trance.
It was amazing. And he was crying. I was crying. Oh. Everybody in the crowd was crying. He is just a remarkable human being, and I guess when things switched for him about not being about him nor his team around him in tennis, it was about other people. And he used tennis as a vehicle to raise money to give back to his foundation. So as soon as he found his why, that's when things changed for Andre Agassi.
How good is that?
I heard an amazing podcast with John McEnroe a while back, Abs, where he was talking about how much he admired Andre Agassi, because he said, if someone had tried to send me to a tennis camp aged 8, I wouldn't have played the game ever again. So the fact that he got through that and ended up doing all that he did in the game actually talks to extraordinary resilience.
It's huge, isn't it? Resilience, perseverance. You know, he rebelled at the Bolotari Academy. Yep. Like, he hated it. he grew up hating the fact that his father forced him to play tennis, and he speaks so often about the dragon, which is the ball machine that he had to face multiple times a day. But to have achieved what he achieved, fall to 140 and then back to number one, it's quite a remarkable story.
All right, you work with an incredible team on a Friday night.
She does. And you know what I like about her? On the boundary, Jim, she goes out there and you've got great relationships with the players. You can tell they want to talk to you. And one of them we were talking about the other day, no one can get Dusty. No one can have a chat to Dusty. But he went straight up to you, Abs, and had a chat. So
Jordan DeGoey's a bit similar.
So you got this good chemistry with him.
Yeah, look, that's something that I'm really proud of personally, is I guess the relationships and the rapport that you build with the players and the coaches. You know, they know that I'm not a hard-hitting journalist trying to break a front-page story or get a headline. I genuinely just love football. I love what they do. I idolise them. And it's my role as a boundary rider to go out and take, I guess, our viewers at home and on the couch into those, you know, big sporting moments and take them inside the emotions, the elation, the heartbreak. They obviously respect that. And it was great to break Dusty's 3-year media hiatus, so last year.
No, well done. No, that is great.
And very good. And I'll ask the question again because Bill interrupted. You work with an amazing team.
Here we go. What's the question?
I think we can fairly comfortably say that.
Yeah, definitely.
You love Brian?
Love Brian.
Yes.
Thank you, Brian.
Love Hodgie. Love Richo.
That's it.
Am I missing one?
Oh, Rednut.
No, JB's a cracker.
Star Abs. Great catching up with you.
Nickname like a firecracker.
Look forward to your input tonight.
Sorry, JB.
And across. You're also going to be hosting Thursdays going forward.
Oh, what doesn't she
I
do?
Am. Yeah, look, very exciting.
Yeah. Busy.
From next week, we're on. So a great team. Thursdays, a new, fresh, exciting Thursday night team as well. So, we'll be on for next week.
You do a great job, Abs. Great to see you.
Well Thank done. You, JB. Thank
nice
you, guys.
Nice to hear Abby as part of Footy Talk on Mondays and Wednesdays on the Listener app. Abby Holmes on the Rush Hour. Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Brad.
Jim, what are you doing?
I've got a shape in my mouth.
Barbecue shapes.
Barbecue shapes.
Triple M's Rush Hour, James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless live from the MCG. Bill has spilled his tea everywhere.
All over the bloody chair and the floor and the table. Well, what are you doing, fat?
Balance. I haven't got a lot of good balance.
No, you haven't. You've got no balance.
We'll clean it up because the Thursday rub is not too far away from starting.
Chief
with Jack.
Won't be happy.
Well, Chief's not here, but Joey Montagna is, and Isaac Smith is.
They're more forgiving.
Yeah, right.
Now, listener catch-up time. Mm-hmm. Of course, podcasts everywhere on the Listener app, so make sure you check that out. Footy Talk yesterday, Fat.
Yes.
Former Melbourne captain and a very good man, Nathan Jones, spoke about Clary Oliver.
My view is he's probably the best player that I ever played with, and he is one of the best players in the competition at his best. And he was sort of, I reckon, maybe 80% on the weekend, and he was still in the top 15 ranked players on the ground.
Magnet.
Right. So I don't think Melbourne would want to give up on him lightly, and they're going to work through the issues off field to try and get him back to his best. And from all reports, that's happening. But yeah, like if I was at the Cats in list management or the Crows or anyone, if you like, and you had the space in the cap, it'd be the first call you'd make.
He's going to the Cats, Nathan. Sorry, mate. That is interesting with Clayton Oliver.
Very interesting.
I'll tell you what else.
Melbourne, if he's up and about, Fat Melbourne, who already have him contracted.
Yes, I know.
Are not going to want to lose him.
No, I know that, Jim. But he might want to look elsewhere. Go down to Geelong and just relax and enjoy
his
footy.
Well down there. Yeah.
New grandstand.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, can't wait for that tomorrow night. What about how he spoke to Ryan?
Saturday night.
Even.
Howie, thank you. Rowie.
Oh, no. He's lost his radar.
Howie spoke to Ryan Pappenhausen.
Rowie.
On Howie's games. The Howie Games
Howie
podcast.
Howie Games, yes.
Oh, yeah, shut up.
No, thank you.
And I tell you what, Pap, it was very, very insightful.
I enjoy what I do now. I get a really big kick out of the platform I have to be able to share my messages, share my stories and be on TV every week to deliver that. But at the same time, yes, it's a possibility. I try to do things off the field a little bit differently to, I guess, reduce the risk of that happening. I don't drink too much. I don't do drugs. I know that there is probably a correlation between that and CTE as well. But it's like, well, what do you sacrifice to have that? I've got a great life right now. I feel like I've set myself up well, and hopefully there's a cure in the future that can fix it up.
So at this stage, the benefits as a 26-year-old professional athlete, what you get from the game and what you're able to help provide others from the game outweighs the potential negatives.
Yeah, and I think if it gets to a stage where I feel like it is damaging, I'll happily step away.
That's interesting.
Bloody hell.
Concussion discussion that's going on, Fat.
Howie Games.
Yeah, the Howie Games, of course, on the Listener app, as is Footy Talk.
And Ryan Pappenhausen will be on the Rush Hour within the next couple of weeks as well.
So Zoe's had to come and clean the trail of coffee.
Milky tea.
And guess what? I've got no coffee left. Can you give me another coffee?
Look, it's just everywhere. What the hell happens to him?
It's a good question. I need that camera crew to follow him around.
I don't understand. Now, joke?
Coming up next.
Better than yesterday's.
Not Larry's?
It'd want to be.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
It's the best argument he could
ever. Call me old fashioned, but.
you want to watch Billy's joke?
You didn't need the prop.
That's a visual prop to a horrifically bad joke.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Right, tomorrow, Glenn Boss. Bossy.
Bossy, great man.
One of the greats.
Well, the All-Star Mile is on Saturday. He might give us a little bit of info, Jim.
I like it. And Miguel, your man.
Oh, no. Ready, Seti, Cook. He is hosting a show and he's very hard to understand, as you'll find out tomorrow. But he's a great man. Miguel.
So Miguel tomorrow, yes. Bossy tomorrow, joke now, yes. Really bad joke yesterday.
Yes.
I'm focusing on this camera.
Why are you looking there? Look at me.
Because this is the camera.
This is Billy's joke. Save on selected Toyo passenger and SUV tyres at Tyre Power. Buy three, get one free at Tyre Power.
Do I look in this one? Like this?
Still sponsored by Tyre Power, by the way. Yeah. Bill, buy three, get one free.
Beersy, is this the what you're wanting, this camera? All right, too close to yours with your big fat head.
Jim.
Yes.
I recently joined a nudist colony.
And?
The first few days were the hardest.
Oh, no.
Like one of those... circus marquees. Look at me when I talk to you.
I think that's now double figures.
No, it's
for that one. I think you've told it that many times. You're into double figures. But still funny.
Leroy.
Yes,
Leroy.
It's a banker.
We needed it after yesterday.
Oh yeah.
What are you looking at? Look at me.
First 2 days are the hardest.
Like one of those big circus marquees.
I know nothing like that.